22-year-old Scott Wilson's room is filled with graffiti art, martial arts medals, and a giant bookcase of books from the charisma myth to Lord of the Rings. Although he has many varying interests, he prides himself on being an expert in many of them. He is the co-founder of Circuitry, a business that helps connect programmers and app creators with customers with a need. But he didn't always want to be an entrepreneur. He started out in politics.
I wanted to get into politics in any way that I could. I didn't have a specific job, if you will. I wanted to be as much as I could be. I wanted to have the greatest impact that was possible in whatever form that might take.
So you said you wanted to have the greatest impact possible. Did you find that through political science and through politics?
Well, yes and no. See, the difference between political science and politics is political science is the study of why people do the things that they do, and politics is how people are doing things today. And the reason I wanted to understand why people do the things that they do is because I wanted to help change the way we do things, make them better. And politics, as everyone is obviously aware, does not do that very well today.
So why did you go from politics to software?
Because I wanted to make an app. I just thought of a cool idea where in a future world, how amazing would it be if we took the communication technology that we have and the social media lifestyle that we live and applied it globally, but let people make friends in China, in India, in Alabama, in Colombia. So I was like, how cool would it be if we could just let people be friends?
So tell me a little bit about the app that you created.
I found out that as a political science major, I didn't know how to make an app. I brought this up with my best friend, Moses Lauder. And he was like, let's do it. Let's make business that connects people.
Tell me in the simplest of terms what your app does.
Okay, so we have several apps in development right now. The first of which that we've been developing throughout our company is made entirely by an OU student, a great guy named Kevin Everly. It's called CircuitFit. It's basically a really simple way to keep track of your progress when you work out and watch your progress over time. It's not about we tell you how to live your life. We look at how you live your life and we figure out how you can do that better. So that brings me to the other app we're developing, which is actually for paralegals and attorneys. What it does is takes all of the documents and the court filings and correspondence that attorneys and paralegals are using all the time, puts them all in one place and organizes them as only a computer can do. So we are combining thousands of commonly used legal documents, inputting them into the program so that instead of having to format every single document in Microsoft Word, they can just go straight to the document they need, type in the stuff that they need to modify for this one, push a button, and it automatically formats it to something that's ready to send.
So these are just little parts of your whole business called Circuitry.
Mm-hmm. Circuitry is the idea of taking individual creators and meeting them with their appropriate consumers, if you will. It is a digital network. We like to call it a digital infrastructure with a lot of software developers. And we figured out that there is so much, there are so many things that need to be made better by digital technology that just haven't been done yet. This is all new, the internet. This communication technology, it's all new. No one's perfected it yet. So all we do is, as a business, we find a need, and then we have developers already ready to meet that need.
What do you get out of this business Circuitry that you didn't get out of your political aspirations?
A lot. I felt like if you work exclusively for the benefit of someone else, you are trusting that the effort that they put into the world is going to make it better, or else what's the point of your time? With Circuitry, I have not nearly the amount of resources or contact network, but I have the potential to affect the world positively solely through my own effort, and that is rewarding in and of itself.
You said that this whole process has been a learning experience. What have you learned through the creation of Circuitry in regards to social networking and technology in today's society?
Oh, it is astounding how influential social networking is. Social media shapes all of your experiences all day long. Every commercial that you watch, every brand that you pick, every item that you consider is influenced by digital networking. And being able to harness that effectively is limitless in its potential.
What would you say to someone that says they hate social media and the new technology?
I would say they're not using it right. I would say that if you don't like social media, and I would assume that you're not saying that because you hate what you post. No, everyone likes what they post. It's everybody else that's the problem. But you can go on Facebook and say, hey, this is something really exciting that happened to me today. Look, world, this is something that we can all be proud of. And people will read it. And you know what? I bet they'll like that. I bet they'll be encouraged by that. And your potential for impact is as great as you let it be.